it says, Ukhtiv, another part it says, Fatikach Ritzpo Bas Ayo Es Hasak, Fatitayu Lo El Hatsur, Betrilas Ketzir. And Rashi says, Alma Megulin Hoyu, they were uncovered, Lefisha Tluyim Al Eitzim, because they were hung on the trees. Vimishum was sold in the Lost Ayah's Apostle, you can't leave somebody hanging overnight. Farshinu Bivomis Mutav Tiaker, Ois Achas Peturav Yiskara Shem Shema Fahesion, Shakol Royen Oison. Everybody should see them. The Sherlin should say, Matib and Shalelu, how come these people are being hung? Elo Halolo B'nei Melochimim, or Poshtu Yodim Begurin, Gruim, because they wonder over Nisig Zelo, the Avera they did. But Kitz says over there they were hung. The Postak of Rekhanim before means that they were hung up. Well, another Postak says, V'yem Rashem Amisha, Kach Es Kol Rashayom, take the Rashayom. The question was, in Ma'am Chotu, if the Klaiyasu did the Chet over there, Rashayom Achotu, what did the Rashayom do wrong over there? Some of you, Dama Rav, it means to say like this. Some of you, Dama Rav, that Omaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Cholak Lehem Botedinim. I want you to make a lot of different Botedinim. Have a few bezins. Not only one, but have a few of them. Rashi says, Vachikom. This is what the Pasuk meant to say. Kach take Kol Rosh Hayom, all the Rosh Hayom V'Holach, and O'isam L'Botedinim Harbe. Make a lot of different bezins over there. For Yedonu Es Ovi Avera. And do the people that were over that did their averas over there, and v'hoika oisam, and hang them up, hamachayovim, mifnei shetzom do l'bal por. There the post is talking about that the Yidden bowed down and did their averas of Baal Por. They bowed down to Baal Por. The post says whoever bowed down, Hashem said, like you should hang them, you should kill them. Now the chiddush was that don't only make one a big bezdin like to dun everybody together, but rather make a few, make a lot of botadinim you should make. Yeah. The Oyved Avodah Kehovim Beskila, and whoever was Oyved Avodah Zora, the Loch Rizit Chayiv and Skila. The Cholhan and the Klaliv, the Cholhan and Skolim are Nitlan, like we'll have the Gemara later on. Whoever deserves to have Skila, after they gave them Skila, the dinners you hang them. That's the Spostik of him by Midbalam Hei, the Yom Rashi Moshe Kachas called Rosh Hayom. Take the Rosh Hayom. So Poshin means you should kill the Rosh Hayom. That's the Gemara's question. If the people did the Avodah Zora of Baal Por, it was the regular people that worshipped the Chet of Baal Por, not the Rosh Hayom. What does the Pasuk mean, take the Rosh Hayom? So it means to say, make a lot of different Botedinim. Now the reason is, the question is my timer. Why do you have to have a lot? All of a sudden now they made a lot, like 20 new Botedinim. Why? Then if you want to tell me, Mishum, Shein Donin Shnayim B'yein Echod, because usually the klal is, we don't give up stock for two people, Achiv meets for two people the same day. Here you had a lot of Jews that worshipped Avodah Zarah, Baal Por, we have to kill a few thousand there, a lot of people. So if you're going to have to wait one a day, it'll take too long. So, therefore we had to make a lot of new Botedinim. So the Master wanted, each Bezdin you can't kill more than one a day. Tomorrow says, no, V'omar Rav Chizda Loi Shonu, it was only learned that on the same Bezdin, you can't kill two people the same day, Loi Shonu Ela B'shtei Mises. Only if it's a question, somebody did two different mitzvahs, it's only a question. They did two different mitzvahs. They give somebody two different mitzvahs, that a bezin does not do the same day. Abu misa achas. But it's a question of giving them one mitzvah, the same mitzvah like here, the Yidden worship the Baal Por, and the Chayiv Skila because of that. So it's one mitzvah for one chet. If it's so done, then the college could pass in even 100 people in one day, one after another. And so if they could pass in a few mitzvahs the same day, so for what purpose do we have to have many, a lot of Botedinim? Let's just have one. Gemara says the reason why Hashem gave a special tzivu there, that to make a lot of different Botedinim, Ela Kedei Sheyoshiv Charoin Afim Yisrael. It should like calm down the Kodesh Baruch Hu's anger a little bit. So Rashi says like this, Ela Kedemucha Kro V'yoshiv Charoin Af Kisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Roya Shekulam Asukim V'dover U'makanoyim L'chvoidoy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that so many different Yidden are going to make Botedinim. And what's the Pshat the Bezdin now? That they're going to take Kanoyis of Hashem. That they feel bad that people worship Avodah Zarah. So they feel bad for Hashem. Like Avodah Hashem Sinura. That the people hate people that do bad. So they wanted to go kill them out. So Hashem sees the way so many different Botedinim are opening up now to take away, like the Kinnah, take away the Chet. So now we'll calm down the Chorinah. That's why Hashem gave us the Seitzah, make a few Batadinim right now, that Hashem will see us being oisting a Batadinim, that would stop the Chorinah, like you wouldn't have to have another Gzardin. Otherwise, you can never know what would have happened. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Dinei Momnis, Goyimrim, Aboy Bayim. Shail and Dinei Momnis, they think it starts that day, and they come to Maskana, they come to a verdict that he's Chayiv, they give the Psak the same day. But by Nish, it's not that way. By Misa, they come to a verdict that Reuben is Chayiv Misa, they don't give the Psak that day. They have to wait till the next day and give the Psak first the next day. That's called Halona. You have to wait with the Psak, think it over. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chanina, the Yom HaKadosh says, Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek, Yolon Bo. That Mishpat Tzedek, Mashmi Yolon Bo, leave it over. Because you can't give a Psak of Misa right away. You have to wait. But she says, Tzedek Yolon Bo, Regilon Hoyu Metchilu Lahalin Es Adin. They waited with the Psak Din. And now they do not do this, the person is saying doing something bad. And the person says, Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek Yolon. Because originally, the Klai Yisrael had a Mishpat, used to wait with the Psak of Misa. But V'yata Meratzin, now they do not do that, they killed them right away, so they're called Reitzin. Because really, you're supposed to wait overnight, like maybe you'll change your mind, maybe overnight, you'll think of a reason why the guy is Tatar, and the Pasuk always says, Betilu, we try and save a person from Misa. You have to wait overnight before you give the verdict that it cries Misa. Rav says Miyachav in this pasuk, Ashro Chomets. That what does that mean? Ashro Dayan Shemachmet Adinoi. Worthy is the Dayan Shemachmet means he waits with his Psak Din. He doesn't give it right away. Like Chomets means if you wait with the flour and water, it comes into Chomets. Here also means Lashnai. He waits with his Psak Din. He doesn't give it right away. The other man, the Yom Nadashim, the Reb Chanina, the Nadashim from the pasuk in Shayo. What does he do with this pasuk? Ashru Chomets means V'loi Chomets. Ashru Chomets, Rashi says, Hechzik es ha-nigzel V'loi es ha-goizel. Like, make sure you return back to the nigzel, the one that was stolen from, and not to let the goizel keep it. That's what I mean to say. Ashru Chomets means Chomets V'loi Chomets. Make sure you give him the right sock. Like, you're giving back the article to the person that deserves to, and not that you're helping out the gazdan to go. Vidach. According to the second man, the Amadashim of the Pasuk, Ashrei Chomets. What does it do with the Pasuk, Malaysi Mishpat? Vidach Hai Malaysi Mishpat Mayavadle. What does Rav do with the first Pasuk? To the Rebbe Loza, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. The Amar Rebbe Loza, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, called Tainis, any time there was a Tainis in Klal Yisrael, Shemalina Boyas HaTzedakah, that they would leave over the Tzedakah. The minig used to be interesting, that when they had a Tainis, everybody saved themselves breakfast, lunch, and supper. Or, I don't know, supper tended to the Tainis for nighttime also. A coupon and you save yourself, you didn't have to eat that day, breakfast and lunch. So what do you do with that money? You're supposed to give the money for that food to tzedakah. That was the mini. That they used to give the food that they saved on a tainis, they used to give it to the aniyim. And the aniyim used to wait for that food. So somebody would leave over the food, called tainis. Shemalina bertha et tzedakah. They would not give out the tzedakah that night, but they would leave it over. Kilo shevach dam. It's like you're killing them. You're killing the aniyim. Shemar the Pasuk says, Malaysi mishpat tzedek. And it says, V'yata maratzchem. If you leave over that money, so it's called like you're a tzeich. The Hani Mili, one of the said, Berift of a Tamri, if the food they give to the Neim is bread and dates, that's chosh of a food, so if you don't give it right away to the Neim, it's clearly like you're killing them. Avo bezuzi chiti, usari leslambo, if I'm giving out though, chitim and wheat and barley, that's not so bad. Rashi says, Avo zuzi chiti usari, le nishanu ha Neim aleim, oiselaila. They won't feel bad that night. Less lambuad lamacher, as they can't use it anyway that night. They're not going to start grinding it at night time. So only if you give them bread and dates, something they could eat right away. So then the Neim are waiting for it that night. If you don't give it to them, it's like you're killing them. But food, like giving them raw wheat and barley, that anyway they have to grind over and make it, they're not going to make it that night anyway. So then it's not so bad if you wait till the next day. The Sikha Chendon, the Mishnah says, since there's halacha, that when Bezdin comes to the Psak Yechayiv Misa, we do not give it today, but we wait till tomorrow. You have to wait overnight. Therefore, the Mishnah says you should not be done lechatchila on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because you have to be afraid. Like you first come out with the Psak on, you'll finish the Psak today, but you have to wait to give it first tomorrow on Shabbos. We'll soon see on Shabbos you can't give the Psak. Gemara says, my time. What's wrong with making the din on Friday? Gemara says Mishum de la Yesha, because we can't finish it off. Why not? Hey, Levi, what should we do?
L'dani b'mali shabbata. Should we make the psak? Should we have the din Torah on Friday? If Reuven chayv misra or not? V'ligmer l'dinei b'mali shabbat. Then we'll finish off the psak. Then also on Friday, if that's the pshat, we'll finish off the psak on Friday. Yeah, we can't do that. Dilma chazi tam l'chayva. Maybe the psak will be that it's chayv misa. And the locher is, if you chayv misa, what's the din? Oh boy, lemevet halon is din. You have to leave over the psak. Because even if you come to the maskoni, it's chayv misa on Friday, you can't give that psak. You have to wait overnight, because we want you to think it over again. Maybe you'll change your mind. And first the next day you can give it, which is Shabbos. You can't give it on Shabbos. Yeah. Boy, lemevet halon is din. So the Gemara says, okay, ledaini b'mali shabbata, let's make the psak, but we'll have the din Torah on Friday. For Ligum Rebbe Shabbata, so what? We'll make the psak on Friday. For the Kot Lebe Shabbos, and then the Chnani, we'll go and kill him on Shabbos. His Davim in the Riz, it's a mitzvah to kill him, so maybe you'll have to kill somebody on Shabbos also. Tomorrow says no, and Ritzicha Deichas a Shabbos. So far you can't go. There's no heter to kill somebody on Shabbos. Ritzicha is not Deichas Shabbos. We'll soon talk about it. But Ritzicha, even though it's a mitzvah to kill, and even though Bezin's doing it, there's a shayla over there, it's called Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufo Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufo Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufo. That's the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. That's why one man the Yom holds that Mekalko Bechabur is Chayiv. That usually we say Mekalko, when you ruin something on Shabbos, you potter. But Mekalko Bechabur, if you give somebody, you hit somebody, and you make a blood come out, you Chayiv on Shabbos, even though it's only a Kilkel. Why? For this Pasuk, because they have a special Pasuk, you can't kill somebody on Shabbos. So what's wrong with killing somebody? It's like a Mlochas, it's a Kilkel. You're ruining him. So from here we learn out that by Chabura, you would be Chayiv even though it's a Kilkel. So I call part of the locher is you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. But the Gemara, okay, but lift the leilu urtai. Let's kill him at night time then. So right after Avdolah, Bezdin will kill him. There'll be a psak on Friday, and they'll leave it overnight till Shabbos, and then Moitzoy Shabbos, right after Avdolah, Bezdin will go and kill him. The Gemara says no. Neger Hashemish binan. We had the passage before. V'hoikoi som Hashem neger Hashemish. When you go and kill him, it has to be done by day. Bezdin can only kill somebody by daytime. They kill and kill somebody my toy Shabbos. So that's a question like this. The Lig Merladine Bishabato, okay, good. Again, they sat down on Friday afternoon. And even if they come out to Yishayiv Misa on Friday afternoon, they have to wait till Shabbos to give again the Psa. So good. Shabbos morning, Bezdin will still say, no, we still hold Yishayiv Misa. Good. Now the Shabbos, when do we kill him? For Lig Delay Bechad Bishabato. So we'll wait another day. Today's Shabbos, Nebuch. We can't kill him on Shabbos. We'll have to wait till Sunday. What's so bad? The Gemara says, no, nimtza tamanez dinoi. You're pushing off the din too long. That's not right. Once you give a psak din that is chayiv misa, you're supposed to give the psak right away. You can't be ma'anet a din. That's an aveira, to push off the psak din. Like once we have already, if Desdin will give the psak din on Shabbos, that's not right. Because it's not right to wait till Sunday to do it. That's called inui hadin. You're not supposed to leave over a psak of Desdin. But the Gemara, good. But still, nidainei b'mayli shabbatah. Let's still sit down on Friday to make a shaila psak din whether he's chayiv misra or not. The nigmer bechad v'shabbat, and you know what? Even if Bezna comes out on Friday that he's chayiv misa, so you say Bezna has to think it over again, so good. They'll think it over Friday night, and they'll also think it over Hosh Shabbos and Motsoi Shabbos, and Sunday morning for us, that's not give the psak. That's not called inu hadin. Inu hadin means when Bezna gives the final psak that he's chayiv misa, and he's supposed to be killed, you're not going to push off killing him. But here, they're not giving the final psak. They have to have halonis adin to think over the psak. So here, they'll think over the psak for 2 days. What's so bad? They came out on Friday that he's chayiv misa. Now, they have to think it overnight. So think it overnight till Shabbos morning. Now, Shabbos, they can't say it's chayiv misa today because we can't kill him today. And it'll be halonis adin. So good, they'll wait another day. They'll think it over 2 days. What's so bad to think something over 2 days? And they'll first give the final verdict on Sunday morning. Still saving time. So why does the Mishnah say you can't have a psak din on Friday? Gemara says no. To wait already 2 days, minshu tamayu. We're afraid Bezdin will forget the tainus. So long, 2 days already, Bezdin may forget exactly what Reuven said and what was his tainus, why he said he was potter, and that's no good. You can't wait to give a psak 2 days. Rashi says, minshu tamayu, shenosu v'nosnu. They had the din Torah on Friday. So the arguments with the Edim and Baal Zvon will go back and forth on Friday. So the Madat is the first day. If you wait 2 days, the Bezdin will forget a little bit exactly what the tainus were. They can't give a good psak 2 days later. Gemara, why not? And afagav dishnei sofri hadayonim. I'm dim lefnei and the kaisrim divrei hamazakim divrei mechayovim. Even though the Bezdin has two clerks there, they have two people, mamish, writing down, taking minutes. That what happened here on Friday, they sat down with the Din Torah. Reuven said, I'm put, I didn't kill him. And the other people said, no, we have aid him, you killed him. The Din Torah back and forth. But every single word that was said there in Bezdin, there were people writing it down. So what are you telling me now? If we wait to think it over Shabbos and Sunday, they'll forget what happened. Let them look at the notes. They have the notes. They're written down already. So it's written down. What are you afraid of? Forget about. Gemara says still no. Nehi dibepuma kasvinon. Even though you write down what came out of the mouth, but the story is libo the inshin. In your heart, you forget about it. It's not on your mind. When you just had a din Torah, you heard all the arguments back and forth. It's on your mind. It stays in your mind for one day. But if you're going to have to wait 2 days, even though the notes are there, it's not the same thing as if you hear the din Torah back and forth right now, or you just don't look at the notes. Looking at the notes alone is not enough. Your lave still is not there. Rashi says, libo the inshi inshi. I mean, libo the inshi, a person's heart, he forgets. Lekasi, you don't write down in your heart. The afagas shezokoloi liyisoid hatam, even though you look at the paper and you see the yisoid, but nishkach malibo yeshivu l'taymoi, the real, like, enthusiasm, what you heard, you forgot about. You can't give the same reasoning that you wanted to give right away. When you heard right away the time is back and forth, then you're in it good, your mind, your heart is there, then you can give a good start. If it has to wait 2 days, that's really no good. Even though you have the notes, notes don't help. Hilchos Gemara says, therefore, that's John the Mishnah, that we cannot do a Din Torah on Friday, because there's no way to give the psak on Shabbos, you're going to have to wait an extra day, you forget about it, therefore we tell you, wait till Sunday. On Friday, the Bezdin is closed for a Shaila of Dinei Nefoshes. Oh, Malei Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan now. O Tehei Kavuras Meis Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos. If somebody finds a Meis Mitzvah in the street on Shabbos, you're walking home from Shabbos, and you find somebody there lying on the street, so the Kuri should be able to make a Kavur right now. On Shabbos, you call up the Chavik Kadisha, and you can make the Kavur right now on Shabbos. You should be allowed to. Even though we know, well, you're not allowed to. We know you're not allowed to. But the Marz Yisrael in Svarah, they have a Kavah Chayim, they say you should be allowed to, you should have to work on Shabbos also. To take Furas, Meit Smitzvah, Deich HaShas, Mi Kavah Chayim, Ava Kavah Chayim. O Ma Avoid, Ma Dach, we know bringing Korbanos, doing the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. She Deich HaShabbos, we know we're bringing Korban HaTomid, and we bring the Musafim on Shabbos, so Avoid is Deich HaShabbos. And Allah is Furas, Meit Smitzvah, Deich HaOysa, Milovah HaChoysai. That is a pasuk of Milovah Chosai, if a Kohen wants to do the Avodah. And on his way to the Beis Hamikdash, he sees the Meis Mitzvah, he's mechuyav to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. And by taking care of the Meis Mitzvah, he becomes Tomei that he can't do the Avodah. So you see, a Meis Mitzvah is more important than doing the Avodah. It's like Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avodah. Even though it's not a real 100% Doicha, because even though this Kohen can't do it, but another kind could do it, like the Kabbonis will still be brought. But I call upon him in this kind himself, his chashivas, he has two things in front of him, to do the avoidance of Kabbonis, or to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. And the prophet tells us an extra word, that you have to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. See, a Meis Mitzvah is bigger, more important than doing the avoidance. Could have said, the prophet said, could have told you, we learn like this, it says about a kind is not to be matama to his father, to his mother, I'm not sure if the kind was a nazir, or the Rashi says Gabi Yalachoyse means Gabi Nozir Ksiv. On Nefesh Meshla Yavoy Ksiv Basrei Liyavoy Liyim Liyachim Lachoysai. Yeah. So the kid, he can't know kid. It says he can't go to anybody in Nozir. And not even to his father, not even to his mother, not to his brother. And they're all extra. So we dash him from them. And Matam Aleima Harei Shehoya Holech Lishchiras Pischa. The Chiddush is like this. Even if he was going to Shech the Karm Pesach V'lo Moles Benoi, or he's going to make a bris milah. The shoma shemeis lemeis, and he heard now that somebody died. One of his kreifim.